Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium, and calling in from Long Beach, California tonight in Long Beach because our national convention starts in just a couple of nights, and a lot of excitement here at the home office, and just great stuff happening throughout the business, and it's all based upon the products that we have and the results that these products generate, and you know, it's always fun to listen in on these Wednesday night calls because David Sandoval opens up the vault, opens up the history books, opens up the science books, and opens up the philosophy books. You never know what book he's going to open up, but he shares you know, some concepts about health and wellness and dives deep into the product catalog. And tonight, really by popular request, he's going into a part number two of what he started last Wednesday night, which is the energy from within. So he's going to pick up where he left off, talk about energy, where it comes from, where it doesn't come from, and a few more of our products in our catalog that deliver real energy. So I'm going to turn this call over to the owner and founder of Perium, the author of the Green Foods Bible, and he's going to share a little bit about the energy from within. So David Sandoval, take it away.
Well, good evening, everybody. I hope that you can hear me well. I noticed that there are a few of our familiar faces or voices missing from the call tonight. I am imagining that there are hundreds of you making your way here to California for our event, and I'm really looking forward to having, at this point, we have nearly 700 people who are registered and paid to be part of the one, the numero uno, the O-N-E, the first ever Perium convention. And we've got a really amazing lineup of entertainment as far as new product introductions, new programs, new policies. It's really, really going to be a fantastic event. I'm going to introduce you to some of my favorite people. We're going to have the largest athlete in the history of the world, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, Manny Tiny Yarborough. 6'8", currently at about 725 pounds, an amazing man. We have MMA fighters, UFC fighters. We have with me in the car right now is Manu Volkner, a Miss Germany, a beautiful and a lovely proponent of Perium Health products. In Europe, they call it platinum. And so you're going to get a chance to meet many of my friends and so many of the people who are important from the corporate side as well. So I hope that you're going to make it in to Long Beach for our event. It's going to be really epic. And for those of you who have already signed up, for those of you who have already committed to being there this time, we're going to have a great time. For those of you who cannot make it, we'll be there with you in spirit, or you'll be there with us in spirit. And we'll definitely, you know, look forward to having you at a future event. But that having been said, this is the Meet the Owners call. I am one of those owners. My name's David Sandoval, an owner and founder of Perium Health Products, and this is an amazing time for some unfortunate reasons. You see, it's an amazing time for Perium Health Products because we have what people need. We have what the world is missing. We have what can make a profound difference in the lives of people, but the reason why is because those people are suffering, because there is an unprecedented level of suffering going on, from the minor suffering of low energy to the major suffering of cancer and heart disease. And what we need to understand is that the human body has a requisite amount of support that it needs every single day. And that support comes in the form of nutrients, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytochemicals. Think of your household, and your household has a requisite amount of support that it needs every month. You need support in order to pay your phone bill, your internet bill, your rent, your, you know, your insurance. And if you fail to pay your gas bill, if you fail to pay your water bill in full, on time, then that service will typically be shut down. It'll be shut off. You'll be denied that service because you didn't support it. You didn't pay it. Well, your body has services that it provides, and one of those is energy. Just like you pay your power bill for your electricity. If you don't pay your power bill, then your electricity gets turned off by the power company. Well, I know a lot of people right now who have had some of their services shut down because they're not paying the bills. And the bills aren't paid with money. You don't put money in an envelope and mail it to your body. You pay your body with the food that you feed it, with the valuable components of that food. Like I said, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytochemicals. Those valuable parts of the food are the money that you pay your body with. And when you don't pay enough, your body turns off services. And what we've been talking about last week and this week was your power company, the power company within your body that for many of you is reducing your service, not providing enough power for you, for your daily needs. And the reason it's not able to provide for you is because you have failed to provide for it. So that having been said, we spoke last week about some of the intricate science, the Krebs cycle, you know, the way that potassium and sodium work to create energy through the mitochondria and the use of ATP, adenosine triphosphate, and the combining of oxygen and glucose to create glycogen, and how that glycogen is transported through and into the cells and et cetera. And we covered that last week, but we didn't have a chance to cover everything, and that call was recorded, and I encourage you to go back and review. But we didn't have a chance to cover everything. And one of the things that I wanted to wrap up with as far as the creation of energy, I believe we started to cover but did not completely cover the need for carbohydrates. There were so many diets and so many programs and so many weight loss regimens that in the past have required we reduce or eliminate carbohydrates, which is absolutely insane because our body needs glucose to function. The part that we need to understand is it's the quality of the carbohydrate, just like we once believed that we didn't need fat. And then we realized that, gosh, nutrients like, you know, vitamin C and some carotenoids and definitely vitamin E and so many other of the vital nutrients actually are fat. And we found that essential fats like omega-3s and omega-6s and omega-9s and omega-18s and these other fats are very healthy. And so all of a sudden it wasn't whether we have fat or not, it was the quality of that fat. And it's not whether we have carbohydrates or not, but what is the quality of their carbohydrates. And that holds true for protein and every other, you know, macronutrient source. It isn't, you know, just whether you get protein, it's what is the quality of that protein going to be. And so that having been said, the quality of carbohydrates is going to dictate how well your body produces energy. So if you've ever burned a fire, you know that if you burn paper, it burns really quickly. You could burn little tiny sticks called kindling, and they burn a little slower than paper for sure, but they still burn fairly fast. And then you have a big log, and maybe it's softwood, like pine, and pine will burn like kindling. If it's a bigger piece, just a little bit slower. And then you have hardwood, like oak. And oak burns really slow. And you need a lot more pine wood to create the same amount of energy than you do oak in the same amount of space. Well, carbohydrates are sort of the same. So let's talk about sugar, and let's talk about carbohydrates, and let's talk about fiber. So glucose is very common. We all are familiar with glucose, but what we don't realize is that our body links glucose together to do certain things. And when we link glucose together in very short chains, we call those sugars, and simple sugars and sugars. And when those chains become a little bit longer, let's say we're in, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, we're talking about your simple sugars. And when you start getting into 10, 11, 12, you're talking about your simple carbohydrates. Imagine a saltine cracker, a piece of white bread. You know, these are very simple carbohydrates. And then you get into your more complex carbohydrates when you start talking you know, 13, 14, 15. And the more complex the carbohydrate is, the more glucose links there are, then the slower it will burn and the better it will be at controlling blood glucose. And quite honestly, the more energy you're going to get out of it efficiently. And here's the reason why. Because if your body digests the carbohydrate quickly, then that carbohydrate will rush into the blood, and the excess sugar in the blood, it will be converted to sugar and then go to the blood. And when there's excess sugar in the blood, it gets converted to fat and stored in our bodies. When we have carbohydrates that burn very slowly, then they don't rush into the bloodstream as sugar, and they slowly provide energy, and you don't convert it to fat. So the slower burning the carbohydrate, the better. And what we're going to talk about today is the slowest burning carbohydrate on the planet, which doesn't have glucose links of 15 or 16, but instead 20, 21, 22, the single most complex carbohydrate ever studied by science, which means it provides more steady and complete energy as it breaks itself down, enzymatically breaking down, releasing glucose, slowly feeding your body, controlling blood glucose, and providing energy. Remember that your body needs glucose and oxygen to create glycogen. And when we have too much glucose and not enough oxygen, the excess glucose is always stored as fat, and the slow, steady supply of both glucose and oxygen ensures the slow, steady supply of the energy that our bodies need. Of course, we covered much more of the science and the in-depth nature of it last week, but the providing of carbohydrate and glucose for the purpose of creating glycogen is facilitated extremely well by this amazing simple carbohydrate, this amazing complex carbohydrate from a simple food that was used by the gladiators before they fought in the circus. A huge bowl of activated barley, and that needed to provide them with energy for the entire day, fighting to the death, assuming they won. They would continue to fight and need energy to do so. The Roman army used it to march, the fastest marching army in the history of the world, using activated barley. So for energy production, the efficient use of energy, you really can't get any better than activated barley. And for those of you who are seeking out, a better food to have for breakfast, activated barley is amazing when mixed with juice. You could literally use it in the evening to make a gravy, as you've seen through my YouTube videos. And it is a key component in the power shake that is a key part of our 10-day transformation. So we have a very, very, simple answer to energy. It's far more simple than, regulating, the Krebs cycle or normalizing your potassium sodium or sodium potassium pump or getting enough melatonin or any of those other things, which are, of course, absolutely necessary. The use of ginseng for endurance and all of that, the increasing of green foods to build red blood cells, to increase, the uptake of oxygen. Those are all really complex things to understand. But the simplest thing to understand is that if you feed your body quality carbohydrates, your body will give you a steady supply of quality energy. Now, moving beyond that aspect, I was asked to cover two other parts of energy, one being underactive or hypothyroidism. This is a very common situation among American women. And the underactive thyroid typically equates to weight gain of between 15 to 40 pounds that you cannot get rid of regardless of how well you eat or how much you exercise. And that could be really frustrating to otherwise healthy, well-intentioned, and really attractive women who, who can't seem to lose those few unattractive pounds that they don't want on their bodies. And it's not their fault. It is a metabolic disorder. And people talk to me all the time, you know, what could I do? What could I do? And the answers, believe it or not, are fairly simple. You can stimulate the thyroid, and we have a couple of products that I believe can help. First of all, the underactive thyroid is stimulated by coconut oil or a component of coconut oil, which is found in the raw product. So when coconut oil is heated or used for cooking, it does not stimulate the thyroid, although it's very healthy for you. But when it's eaten in its raw form, there are two phytochemicals, caprylic phytochemicals, that are found in the raw coconut oil, and they're also found, monolaurin specifically, in mother's breast milk in the earliest stages after birth. In the earliest stages after birth, mother's milk contains amazing things like colostrum that we know about. And these certain amazing phytochemicals that can only be found in mother's milk include monolaurin. Monolaurin turns into lauric acid, and lauric acid triggers your immune system for the remainder of your life. For viruses, yeast, mold, bacteria, fungus, and your body will have a much stronger immune response to all of those things if you are breastfed because of the infusion of monolaurin. After you are off of mother's milk, the only natural source of monolaurin on the planet is through coconut oil. And so to get that same immune response, of course you want to take the coconut oil raw, but what they found is that same phytochemical also stimulates an underactive thyroid. So monolaurin stimulates the thyroid as well as your immunity, which is a really awesome discovery. Now, it doesn't act alone. It can help. However, when used in conjunction with another phytochemical, which is really commonly found in sea kelp called iodine. Now, they add iodine to salt, but don't be fooled. That will not support your thyroid. You need to get iodine from food, and the best way to get it is from sea kelp. And so the combination of, we have actually measured this and scientifically added it. Actually, my German clients wanted to, they were afraid that people's thyroids were being overstimulated because they loved my Best of Greens product so much. And there was the iodine in it. So we measured it, and we change the recommendation to 2 servings a day. And when you take 2 servings a day, you get the requisite amount of iodine to stimulate the thyroid adequately enough for those with hypothyroidism, especially when combined with 2 tablespoons of coconut oil a day. 2 tablespoons of coconut oil, 2 servings of Best of Greens with that sea kelp in there and the requisite amount of iodine. And in addition to that, you have to remember to stop consuming red meat, especially red meat that's fed with hormones. Stop consuming cow's milk if you're over the age of 20. And you really, really, really need to understand that proper sleep and daily exercise are also going to support healthy thyroid function. So when it comes to energy, the thyroid could destroy your energy level and cause you to gain excess weight. So coconut oil and Best of Greens are not only going to help you to, you know, to take off those extra pounds, it's also going to stimulate the thyroid and give you the energy that you might have been missing because of the underactive thyroid. Now, in addition to that, we were asked to discuss mental energy and mental acuity that might be provided by taking Revivadol, because people were telling me that a lot of times the mental energy is what's really missing. And we talked about white American ginseng. Now, white American ginseng is not like red ginseng. White American ginseng is not like Siberian ginseng, which is not even ginseng. Eleutherococcus centicocus is a great herb. I like to call it Eleuthero for short. Eleuthero is a great immune-boosting herb and does offer some energizing factors, and we put that in the Love Super Meal for that reason. However, it is not ginseng. It does not provide ginsenosides, and it does not provide the clarity, the endurance, or the stamina that you get from a product that truly is a ginseng. And white American ginseng is the least stimulating. In other words, have you ever had caffeine and you feel irritated and agitated? Well, red ginseng is much more like caffeine, whereas white ginseng is a lot more like green tea, if you would. It's a gentle, slow, steady form of energy, like from matcha tea versus, let's say, coffee or from an espresso. And so white American ginseng eliminates stress. Now, most of our tiredness, most of our mental tiredness comes from feeling stressed out, feeling overwhelmed. So white American ginseng eliminates the stress, but then we have something that's almost magic. It is called Revive-It-All. Revive-It-All, the formula for Revive-It-All was touted on the cover of Reader's Digest magazine. It said the end to aging of the brain has been discovered. And if you want mental energy, mental acuity, the Revive-It-All is scientifically proven, clinically proven, not the brand itself, not our name, but the formula has clinical studies that prove that it dramatically increases mental energy, and we doubled the potency that they used in those clinical studies. We doubled the potency. We added a full serving of pharmaceutical-grade ginkgo biloba, which also increases mental energy, and a full serving, a full dose of superoxide dismutase, the master antioxidant enzyme. All of these pass through the blood-brain barrier and create an immediate, impactful, energizing feel on the mental side of the equation. So once again, my name is David Sandoval. You are listening to the Meet the Owners Call. We get together here every single Wednesday where I'm able to share with you some insights into the products and the formulas and the philosophy that are Purium Health products. And if you give me just one moment, I've got one last thought I can't wait to share with you. But I need to take a little sip of water, and then I'll be right back. Okay, so once again, this is David Sandoval. So happy that you have made it with us tonight. I just checked our numbers, and we're down about, literally, we have two-thirds fewer people than we usually have on this call tonight, and I know the reason why, because many of you are on planes, trains, and automobiles, or perhaps you're just too busy packing because you're on your way to Long Beach, to the Westin Hotel, for the first ever, the first annual, the one, the O-N-E, as I said, the numero uno, the first ever Purium convention. I can't believe the rush of people, the last minute rush of people who are buying their tickets. And for those of you who have yet to leave, who are coming, can't wait to see you here. For those of you who are not going to be able to make it, I am saddened by that, but I'm encouraged by the fact that, you know, we were going to have another convention. I expect to see you there. So I've got so much to do, and there are so many people who are eagerly awaiting this event. You know, I can't tell you the level of excitement that is being expressed by not only our staff and our membership, but also by the myriad of people. We have a lot of people waiting to make this a fantastic event for each and every one of you. So I want to thank you for being part of tonight's Meet the Owners Call. I want to remind you, you know, that Purium is a company built upon making lives better. And that's our mission. That is our purpose. And we've got a huge catalog, 50, 60 different products, each with their own unique impact on your body. So if you're feeling that you don't have the energy that you need, you're relying upon coffee or Red Bulls or Monsters or or something, remember that the reason you sleep at night is to wake up energized. And if you wake up and you need a stimulant, some type of a drug in order to get the energy that nature was supposed to have provided to you, I want you to give nature another chance. I want you to realize that the overstimulation of your adrenal glands is going to shorten your life and going to cause you to look older than you are. And nobody wants that. So let's take a good look in the mirror and ask yourself, do you deserve better? And the answer is yes, of course you deserve better. And we have a better option for you. Forget the stimulants, forget the drugs, turn back internally to how your body works and help it to work better. And it will help you to work better, longer, stronger. I guarantee it. So my name is David Sandoval, and as is my tradition, at the end of these calls, I'm going to unlock the mute and invite all of you to say hello. Aloha, mahalo, or, you know, or arrivederci, whatever you want to say. Just, this is your time. So thanks again for being with me tonight, and I look forward to seeing some of you and many, many others in just a couple of short days.
Thank you.